So if you're involved in fornication and, you know, you don't want to repent of it, we give you the boot. And guess what happens? We basically give you over to Satan. What was this? Is this like a Pentecostal church or something? You're giving over to Satan? No, it's Bible.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 5 says that. And it talks about how we give them over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh. So God can judge. He said, wait, hold on a second. Satan, I think he said God does it. God is the one who tells Satan to come get you. I mean, have you read Job? Right? Look at 1 John chapter 5, verse 16. It says, if any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. Whoa. In other words, God says, there's a sin that you can commit that no one's going to pray for. It doesn't matter how much people pray for, it ain't working. You're going to die. Okay? I mean, you guys remember Jeremiah? Where God told Jeremiah, pray not for this people.
Amen.
He says, don't pray for them.
Yep.
You know, I pray without ceasing. At this point, you cease. Because
yeah.
It ain't going to work. Okay? And there's certain people that they go so far. They test God so much. They get involved in so much sin and they just go into it over and over and over. And guess what? God says, don't pray for them. I'm just going to take them home. Because at that point, sometimes you actually become a liability to the gospel, not an asset.
That's right.
Okay? You actually begin to harm the cause of Christ. And you know what God would rather have you do? Just sit on the shelf.
Yep.
Just take you home. Die a horrible death, a shameful death, and just take you home.